Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Do on this Thursday morning. You know, we talk a lot about baseball. And, you know, when we focus on Red Sox, Yankees, of course, and a little bit to the Mets and Hartford Yard Goats. But we also, we've been focused a lot on the New Britain Bees because for a lot of reasons. It's fun to go over there. There's always a good promotion if you want to take the kids for $8 seats, and most often you can get a $2 beer. You can enjoy some really good baseball. A lot of college players who have a lot of talent. One of those college leagues, and I happen to know the skipper for the New Britain Bees, Donnie McKillop, who's also the head baseball coach at Loomis Chaffee in Windsor. First of all, I have this conversation with DeNorfia with the Yard Goats because you're a college coach in baseball. You're a coach. Same in high school. But if you're a professional, you're the manager. And if you call him coach, then you're like a tourist. So are you the manager or are you the coach?
Me? Yeah. I am. I would say I am the beekeeper is what we are called down in New Britain. But, yeah, I'd coach, manager, Donnie, I don't care. They're all titles. It's great out there. We've got Matt Gedman out there, too. Who was one of the co-managers of the year last year from Pittsfield. So, it's kind of on the podcast the other day, we had a little, we're like a two-headed managing monster. So it's just a lot of good baseball guys out there. We've got a bunch of supporting volunteers around us too that are kicking some butt, and it's been a great time so far.
Yeah, that's good. And did you get a few more fans last night because it was this Brockton team?
Yeah, I mean, definitely when Brockton comes to town, it's a great time. You have all the old MLB players' sons out there, so you get some people up walking through. And, you know, I think the front office does a great job with promos, too, as you mentioned, to just create a good environment. So it's always fun to play in front of that New Britain home crowd.
You know, I want to talk Bees a little bit, too, but, I'm obviously super curious, you know, of all these kids, David Ortiz's kid, Pedro Martinez's kid, Manny Ramirez's kid. I know that Keith Foulkes' kid is there too. Gary Sheffield's kid is there. I mean, it's really kind of unbelievable. They say it was fortuitous, but once it got going, it seems like, it just made sense. But what I really want to know is a baseball guy, I know none of them project to be like their dads, but are out of all of them, which one seems to have the biggest upside?
Well, I mean, we definitely have seen a lot out of Manny at New Britain. Last night he played first base at our place, and he plays in the outfield as well. And last night he clipped a home run in his first at bat that showed kind of like that home run derby power that he had a few weeks ago when he was at our place. D'Angelo Ortiz has quite a bat too. I mean, they're all good players in their own domain. I think we've seen probably the better side of D'Angelo and Manny were the two that we've had the most trouble with, but you know they're all good players and obviously have a pretty high baseball IQ. And I think Pedro's kid also got a good line drive hit last night. He was in the league last year as well, so it's cool to see year in year out when some kids come back the growth that happens. But they all have some high ceilings. But definitely Manny's home run last night, his home run derby show he put on, would probably be the more impressive of the feats we've seen.
We're talking with Donnie McKillop, who's the manager of the New Britain Bees, also the head baseball coach at Loomis Chaffee, and a really solid offensive coordinator on the football team, I might add. Give people a sense, because not everybody knows this level of baseball. You know, people know the Cape League, the sort of college wood bat, and you look at the roster you have. I mean, you have kids who play major, Division I baseball from Yale to UConn, but you also have Division III kids. And so where does it stack up relative to, say, the Cape League, and do any of the kids on your roster project as potential pros?
Yeah, I mean, I think where we are is we're kind of typically getting the younger athletes. So we're anywhere from, seniors in high school that have just graduated and they're committed to college. We can have up to seven of those guys on our roster. And then we also have a lot of freshmen in college that are, really kind of starting to break into the scene. But even, like a lot of our guys will end up going to the Cape. by the end of the summer, we had, I think, three of those kids do it for us last year.
Oh, nice.
We also keep our eyes on the Cape League, and so some of the kids who are temps filling in for the postseason run of the top-tier Cape players will come down to us, pitch for us, and then pitch or play for us, and then potentially go back to it. So really high level of play. You know, I played at Middlebury College, so I also love when the D3 guys get to compete with the D1 guys, and the D3 guys have a great day. I mean, I think in, you know, baseball and sports as a whole now, the gap between that D1 to D3 is getting a little smaller, and it's fun to put them in the, you know, between the same lines and let them play in the summer and kind of duke it out a little bit. So it's just, you know, a bunch of guys who love baseball and want to spend their whole summer around it, and some really impressive measurables and approaches, and it's just a great environment for high caliber, good quality baseball.
I got a couple of quick questions, and we're up against the clock a little bit. You know, do these kids get side jobs, or are they just focused on baseball all summer?
It depends on the kid. Some of them will have side jobs and do some things. The mornings are pretty available, except for, you know, every once in a while we have a morning game. We actually have one this morning up at Worcester at 11 a.m. But for the most part, we're an evening game, so if their work schedules can be in the mornings. Also, pitchers, everything's a little bit more predictable for them to be able to work and kind of know when they're slotted in the rotation, so they have a little bit more flexibility in their schedule. But honestly, a lot of guys are pretty baseball motivated and just sticking around the game for us.
Yeah. And listen, I mean, at least half the roster is Connecticut born and raised. And I'm just curious, you don't have to mention a Connecticut kid, but if people are listening, say, hey, I want to check it out. $8 tickets, always a $2. It's either $1 hot dog or $2 beer or whatever. Who are some of the kids you think really people should look? I know you like all of them, but I mean, who are the kids that are really standing out right now on your team?
Yeah, I mean, Joel Lara, our center fielder, is a D2 guy, Franklin Pierce. I've never seen a faster baseball player. I mean, he's got outright speed, but also just the way he steals bags and runs around. He's our spark plug. You know, so I'd say he's hitting leadoff, playing center field for us, running around. You know, and then there's really a wide variety of guys who are really killing it. You know, and pitching-wise, I think that's where we've been really good. We're probably the best pitching team in the league, and our defense is really strong, and hitting, we've been really timely. So I think, you know, Joel's been leading us. Our catching core of guys has been really good. We've got Keegan O'Connor from Quinnipiac, you know, Craig Corliss from UMass Boston. So some good guys there with Jeff Nickel from down at Central, and so there's our catching and pitching has been really good, and that obviously starts things off pretty well for you. And yeah, I mean, you know, we have Zach Donahue who went from UConn over to Eastern. So that we have a lot of kids who have done that in the past couple of years. But it's, you know, just a high quality guys. And I think all those Yale guys have that you mentioned a lot of velocity on the pitching mound. And we got a couple two-way guys. And, you know, one of our guys here from Loomis, Davis Hanson, has been a good kid for us on the mound. Also has hit the ball pretty well. Fun to see a two-way guy. You know, the youth and seeing Ryan Daniels come, the UConn commit going there next year. And he's, you know, he's been electric since he arrived, playing nice in the infield. And yeah, a lot of talent everywhere, honestly. But nice. I could kind of pray. Yeah.
We got to run, Donnie. Listen, you're in Worcester today. You have a game tomorrow, then back home Saturday and Sunday. All four starts are perfect for the family, 6:35. I need a little advice on first pitch stuff. I got to do it at the Yard Goats later in July, and I did one before, and I was awful. So I just need my release point is not good, and we're going to work on it. But thanks for coming on the show.
That sounds good. Thanks for having me, Brian.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scored!
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.